Good afternoon, Wrangell. It's 1 p.m. on December 8th, and you're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. Call in anytime to ask a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. Today's guest is KSDK's new development director, Lucy Robinson. Welcome, Lucy.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
So excited to have you on and have you here at KSTK.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
So I guess to start off, I would assume most people kind of know who you are around town. But if you were to give yourself a little intro, who is Lucy Robinson?
Oh, gosh, who am I? Well, I'm not for everyone, but no. I guess a quick intro would be I host a lot of fun run activities and events. I spent most of my life here in Wrangell, so you would call me a local. Most would call me a local. And I also am Parks and Rec coordinator, although I've done a lot in terms of, you know, working with Alaska Crossings and up at AICS Medical Clinic. So I've always been a big part of the community in terms of working with others. I also worked with Alaska Waters, helping to launch 56 North. So lots of interaction with the community. So people, I would assume, definitely know who I am.
Totally. So with all those hats, do you have a favorite thing you've done here in Wrangell? Is there one that you love more than the others?
I mean, I have to say I'm really proud of the work that we did at Alaska Crossings. Working with at-risk youth and showing them, you know, the beauty that is the Tongass and allowing them, for a bit of respite from the reality of their lives and getting them into the wilderness with great people. And also bringing people into our community was something that I'm really proud of. I will always remember that the team that I worked with. And so that's special and near and dear to my heart as well. Actually, every position, like working with the providers up at AICS Medical Clinic and that team that I had up there was really fun. I really like working with people. I like trying to build a positive culture within the areas that I spend a lot of time in. 56 North was a blast. It's, you know, wilderness apparel and gear, and I love that. And Parks and Rec is just one of those dream jobs that you get, and you get to coordinate outside of COVID and outside of what we're dealing with now, you get to coordinate activities. And that's, again, just getting people in that positive mindset and having fun, whether it's, you know, kids, adults, or elderly Alaskans. Getting people moving is super crucial. And then Southeast Peace is a blast, and we always have a good time there. And I guess that's something else I'm incredibly proud of, is for the last 12 years, we've hosted fun run events. And that was this. It's a first in Wrangell. I don't think there's been a lot of that in years past in terms of organized fun runs. And we've done a lot to champion for organizations and individuals that are needing help. I'm just really happy about all the things I'm doing. And then to be here at KSDK is, you know, sharing news and whether it's heartwarming or, you know, fact-based news from local and around the state and around the nation. It's great to share that and be a part of that. And I love it all.
Totally. I mean, and it sounds like you have kind of made a lot of your life being about, like, interacting with people and building programs and stuff, which I think, you know, lends itself incredibly well, which is why you're to development, which is why you're our new development director. But for people who don't know, maybe, how would you describe your new job here at KSDK? What is development at KSDK?
Good question. I'm still learning, of course. It's definitely a diverse job. Creating spots, underwriting spots. So folks are businesses, individuals, nonprofits. Creating spots for them, advertising bits for them. So we're doing a lot of obviously radio advertising, but we're also stepping into the digital world, so social media. So that's neat because, you know, Anya started with that. And so I get to add on to that. So I would say overall, you know, developing funding sources, funding resources for KSDK. We, you know, we're a wonderful little radio, public radio here, station. We've been around since, what, 1977?
I think so. I should probably know that, yeah, but I don't know.
I think around there. I remember it only because that's right around when I was born. So to age me. Yeah, so I think it's pretty interesting and fun. And I have always loved KSDK. So for to be able to come in and help fundraise and help with that is absolutely wonderful. So I've always thought of KSDK as the little radio station that could.
I think we'd all like to think of KSDK as the little radio station that could and will continue.
Yes, absolutely. We love it. And I think it's all about the pulse of the community.
It totally is. And I feel like I love working in local radio and working with other local radio stations in a large part just because they are these, you know, little community centers. Mm-hmm. You reflect the community and you get to have local news. And that's not something every community everywhere has. And so for a town that's pretty small like Wrangell, it's so wonderful to be able to be here and to be able to focus on Wrangell.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's our job. You kind of focus on the fundraising and like the community outreach side, and yep. I'm here with the news side, and I love it. I think it's so wonderful.
Good. Well, we're happy to have you here. It's definitely fantastic, and you know, I love the story. Just speaking of, I love the story last night about the Grinch and the Christmas tree. That's Wrangell, and that's, I think that, you know, anytime it's great to hear positive stuff, but that was just so heartwarming and fun. And we can certainly all use that. And I think part of the development position is not only raising money for KSDK, but building relationships and with all the businesses and the community members of Wrangell. And how can we do that? How can we engage listeners, and how can we engage those folks that aren't listening or, you know, are choosing to listen and stream Spotify all day? Like, how can we get you back? And I think that's part of it as well.
Totally. Being able to, you know, show the quirkiness of Wrangell to the state. A lot of statewide organizations have picked that story up. And I love seeing that people get to see Wrangell's quirky little tree. The Grinch putting on the second ornament and everything.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's fun.
It's so wonderful. So what are you working on right now then? I know we have a bunch of things going on the development side. So tell us, we've got the art auction.
Yep.
We've got the Alaska Airlines auction. What else is going on?
Yep, we've got the art auction. We've got the Alaska Airlines raffle ticket. We also have, and this is more of a, I would say the art auction and the raffle is obvious fundraising geared events and ticket sales. We're also working on the holiday greeting, kind of bringing back that holiday greetings from community members or even those that are not in Wrangell anymore. Just a holiday greeting message, like messages from businesses, from individuals, from families out of state. And, you know, everybody can use that little pick-me-up and that positive message. And we'd love to get voices of our community on the radio. And so that's my next push. The art auction has definitely been something that I've been working on pretty heavily, as well as the raffle and just, you know, selling tickets myself. And then I'm going to switch gears and definitely work more towards the holiday greeting. Like, I will come to your business and I will press record on my phone. It's as easy as that, you know. Or in the times of COVID, we would much rather have folks just hit that record memo button and they can text it or email it to us.
Totally.
So that would be also really helpful. But yeah, we'd love to get as many messages out there. And it's a great way for businesses to thank the community. They don't necessarily have to come up with any type of spiel about their, you know, retail or restaurant or anything like that. It's just more, hey, we'd like to thank our customers. And family members can have fun with it. You know, they can do shout outs to locals and they can do shout outs to their family members in the lower 48 or wherever. And tell them to tune in. So
totally. And I think that's, I mean, community engagement is something that absolutely drew me to radio in Alaska in general. When I was starting out in radio, the first time I ever had any kind of an interaction with radio in Alaska was up in Bethel at the K3. There are radio reporters out there with hand warmers strapped to little Nokia phones so they can call in an update on how these sled dog races are going. And hearing open line type of shows. Yeah. And I think that community radio in Alaska is so wonderful. And I'm so glad that KSTK is kind of working on bringing back that community engagement, getting to hear more people's voices than just the people that I happen to talk to. But
yeah,
to be able to have even further just engagement and hear, literally hear from the community. I love hearing people's voices. That's part of what makes radio so wonderful is that you can hear the intonation. You can hear, you hear someone's voice that you recognize on the radio.
I always listen for especially the underwriters and the recordings that folks are doing. Like, I'm like, oh, that's so-and-so. And it's neat to hear a variety of people on the radio and people that we know. And care about, and we know that are part of this community or have been a part of this community. It's also neat to hear, kind of pull some from the vault and hear Asia Fisher and Kevin Skeek and a few other people that all of a sudden appear on your radio and you're like, I know that person. And you have those memories. So
absolutely.
It's really special. And I guess the other focus also, and the big focus would be connecting with our retail and organizations on, underwriting contracts and essentially sponsorships and digital media and really working into that and seeing what we can do for folks to spread the word. And again, getting those different, a variety of voices on and plugging local retail now more than ever. It's so important to shop local.
Absolutely.
And to spend our dollars wisely and to spend them within our community, not only to help out the retailers, but to keep the tax dollars in town. So I think that I like this position because of that, because we get to share and folks get to hear about our local vendors.
Yeah. And as much as a pandemic does definitely make your job and my job and everybody's jobs more difficult, it also does shed light on that importance of community engagement and of bringing things back to the community and supporting our local businesses and supporting our local paper and our local radio station, the local things,
And that's why I think it's why people choose to live here. And, some folks, obviously, there are various reasons why people live here. But I think for the most part, people choose to live here and they have their set reasons. And one of them is being that integral part of a community. It's kind of easy to do. It's easy to feel a part of something that is bigger than yourself. And I think that that's incredibly important, especially right now, is there's a lot of focus inward because things are hard and things are tough. And I think that when you recognize that, deal with it, of course, don't just shove it down so it boils up later, but also reaching out and helping others, I think can really do well for spirits. And it's helpful to lift your spirits. And I can almost guarantee that if you step out and volunteer for something, whether it be, a fun run, a KSTK auction or a KSTK event or anything else, you're going to feel better about life.
I definitely agree. I had so much fun on Thanksgiving morning. Holidays can be a little weird when you're isolated and whatever, but I loved going out and masking up and going on a little run around town. And thankfully the rain broke that day.
I know. It was so crazy. I got up at 5 that morning, and with regards to the turkey trot, and it was pouring down rain, and I'm like, great, nobody's going to show up.
I wasn't going to. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah. No, it was really fun. And that is probably, obviously, I like to see people getting out and exercising, but my favorite parts of those runs are always the engagement. And even though right now it is tough, we're not as engaged, we're separated and we're masked up and but it's still amazing just to come together and do something like that and donate for a good cause. Absolutely. You see people wearing outfits that are ridiculous. And I think our winning person had a Winnie the Pooh costume on. So I just love seeing it. And then the photos afterwards that Vincent and Rich take throughout the years it's wonderful. So
yeah, they're so wonderful. So, you've talked a little bit already about things that you're sort of looking forward to doing and like bringing a bit more community engagement and kind of focusing on that. But as we're going forward, as we maybe move past this holiday season where KSTK is kind of going a million directions. We have no state funding. And so just, trying to make sure that we get enough to keep going and whatever right here at the end of the year, but kind of moving forward, what sorts of things are you maybe looking to implement or work on or focus on? other than and in addition to that community engagement aspect of things.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a struggle, but researching and figuring out and getting creative about virtual programming, virtual events. I am definitely going to sound a little bit nerdy, but I eventually would love to do, and this again does go back to the engagement, but I think we can do something else with it. But I would love to do like a radio theater.
One of my first radio jobs, we do radio theater. Okay. It was so fun. We were going to do War of the Worlds, but then we couldn't get the rights to it. But my boss would write these wonderful radio comedies and everyone, all the staff would act in these shows. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I would love to see it. And I would like to play on things that have already been created, but then twist it with a Tongass Southeast Alaska theme. And then, of course, involve our staff and then maybe a few people from the community, depending on how it all goes and how, you know, how we can safely come together. But I would love to do a radio theater, radio play of some sort.
That's so fun.
I would also love to, obviously, keeping safety and mitigation in mind, but I would love to really engage the community a little bit more. And again, this goes to engagement, but also specifically for underwriters, like how can we go to your business and do a quick interview and say, you know, hi, what are you doing today? Or you know, whatever the case may be.
Instead like, of just an ad being like, oh, hey, like, let's get to know you a little bit. Yeah. This is our community.
Yeah. And I got an idea yesterday from Miss Cindy Crary, who is at the Nolan Center. And she had mentioned, oh, it'd be really neat to do like a challenge, like who listens to KSDK at their work, you know, do some sort of challenge. But virtual programming, I think, is something that I need to look into, and I'm definitely focused on. The art auction is great. It's online. It's easy. You register, you bid.
And the photos are beautiful.
And the photos, I'm trying to get a little creative. I might be a little bit too into the photos in terms of like getting the right photo, but I'm just trying to do my best to really showcase the art because it's all really fun. And I think moving forward with maybe some sort of local music jam so that we could come up with some way to showcase local artists. I know there's a lot of musicians in Wrangell.
And you know we have the very creepy basement studio room. Have you been down there yet?
I haven't been down there. I need to get down there. I need to go down there, definitely. But I would love to, there's a few musicians that I know that I think that I could approach and just say, hey, you know, we've already copycatted or come up with an idea of a porch jam session and tweaking that a little to fit our needs. Like, how can we get local artists in the studio playing or potentially downtown Front Street? And how can we, you know, be a part of that, part of that scene? So,
anyone has a cello, I'll join in.
Okay.
I don't have a cello here, but.
Well, I don't have any doubt that somebody has a cello in Wrangell, so we will.
Fingers crossed. Let me play cello again.
I'm gonna Facebook it here after we get out of here. Who's got a cello? We need Sage to participate. I think it's time. You know, we have to get very creative. Pledge drives, I think that's going to be the challenge for me is being as creative as I can while. You know, in the times of COVID, when it's just a lot different. You know, we don't have our normal volunteers, and people love our volunteer shows. And that's a big draw to listen to KSDK. And that's right now, I know that we'll have volunteers here soon.
Yep.
But it's still something that we just, it's not a consistent presence. And so I think that's a tough one.
Definitely.
So, you know, I'd love to figure out how to get creative with our programming and with our fundraising for sure.
Sounds like you've put an amazing amount of thought into it, and I'm so excited about all the ideas that I've just heard from you.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna try to do our best. My biggest goal is, I think, you know, with every platform that you have, we've got email, we've got all of our social media platforms. You know, it's a very digital world, and when you turn on the radio and you're in the kitchen listening to KSDK, you know, it's hands-free, you know, and I think that one thing that I'd love to do is really push folks to fall in love with their radio again. You know, and that was, I mean, back in the day, that's what you had. You had your radio, and it's such a crucial piece to our lives that I don't think that folks recognize how crucial it is. And I certainly wouldn't want them to recognize it after the fact that it's gone. And so I want to keep it alive And again, I volunteered at KSDK. I used to do the Wrangell show years ago, and I think I did that for three-ish years on Friday nights, and it was a blast. And I would like folks to, I would like more people to come and volunteer once we get the go-ahead and we can do that safely.
Yes. Hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel for that.
Yeah, and I think there is. It's just, we got to keep, you know, what is it? The only way out is through, is from our old friend Robert Frost, I think. And that's one of my favorite quotes. It's, we just got to keep going, keep chugging. It's important.
Absolutely. So if anyone wants to call in and ask a question here at the end of our little show, that number is 874-2345. Sorry, I didn't remind you earlier. I've been distracted.
Yeah, you can give us a call. Ask questions.
Ask any questions you like. But I guess, unless, you know, questions barred, to kind of wrap things up, is there anything else you'd want to say about being the new development director at KSDK? What you're looking forward to, what you hope, how you hope people can engage as, I mean, this week and in all the weeks to come.
Yeah. As the development director, I'm super excited, of course, to get the opportunity to work at KSDK. I've always, like I said, I've always been in love with KSDK, and I've always supported in any way that I can. And so to be a part of the team is pretty special. I want to see this radio station thrive and not necessarily struggle so much to just keep the lights on. Mm-hmm. So that would be probably top priority, my number one goal. And then just liven up engagement and make it accessible for all. I know outside of COVID, I would love to see more people in here volunteering, and showcasing the music that they love, and their personalities. I think that's what makes community radio, is the people of the community being here and helping.
Absolutely.
I'm just excited for it all. And I look forward to getting creative and doing as much as I can to, you know, to bring radio back and keep it consistent.
I think we all look forward to that too. I think we will wrap up now. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lucy. We're so excited to have you as our new development director here at KSDK.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, and I'm excited that you guys are excited.
Very, very much so. You've been listening to Talk on the Rock on KSDK. It's our almost weekly local live call-in show. This week's guest was Lucy Robinson, KSDK's new development director. Thanks for listening in. You'll be able to find a recording of this episode and previous Talk on the Rocks on KSDK's website, ksdk.org.